Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There are probably few verses in all of the Bible which are more misunderstood, more abused and misused than this. Judge not that you be not judged. Matthew 7:1. If we begin to criticize false teachers or false doctrine, someone is bound to say, "But you know what the Scriptures say. Judge not that you be not judged." That person may not be able to tell us that the verse appears in the Lord's Sermon on the Mount. He or she may not know another verse from the entire Bible, but he knows Jesus forbade judging. Tragically, even some who know the Scriptures and claim to love them will often respond in the way I have just outlined. If a gospel preacher questions almost any doctrine or practice, he will be accused of judging and reminded of Matthew 7:1. When a person tells you that you should not judge because of what our Lord said in the Sermon on the Mount, do you understand what he or she has just done? That person has judged you for judging. The person may not know just how inconsistent he is, but judging others for judging others is about as illogical as a person can be. I'm not criticizing those who judge others, unless they judge in the wrong way. I am simply telling you that you cannot judge others and then condemn those who do the same things. Is that not what Paul had in mind when he asked the Romans? You who teach another, do you teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say a man should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you commit sacrilege? Romans 2:21 and 22. All of us are very familiar with the hypocrisy of men like Jimmy Swaggart. On his television programs, he was unrelenting in condemning those who engage in sexual immorality. Yet he was apparently addicted to pornography and to visiting prostitutes. I'm not telling you that any preacher, including your speaker, is perfect. We are all sinners. But that is a far cry from a preacher's condemning adultery and then himself being involved in it. The same hypocrisy can be seen in those preachers who tell men and women that they have to give all they have to the cause of Jesus Christ, and yet own expensive homes and drive luxurious automobiles. And what about those communist leaders who argued that citizens should have all things in common, and yet are themselves rich while their subjects barely survive? Is it right and permissible to judge preachers who behave hypocritically and to condemn the communist leaders for their inconsistencies? One preacher among Churches of Christ was well known for his opposition to all kinds of sexual immorality. He strongly opposed pornography, the women's liberation movement, the gay liberation front, and other evils in our society. But he had girlfriends on the side, and apparently had had for many years. Do Christians have a right to judge a gospel preacher for his immorality? We may be accused of violating our Lord's prohibition against judging, but we must judge such behavior to be displeasing in the sight of God and in the sight of good men. It is not really a matter of can we judge, but how can we judge? When we judge in such matters, we must judge according to truth. God has given us a standard by which we are to live. When that standard condemns an activity and we condemn it, we are following God's righteous judgment. My friends, we must judge, but judge according to truth. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.